Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got a packed show today with breakthroughs, market shifts, and even a bit of drama in the AI world.
It really feels like the pace is just accelerating, Paul. Every day brings something new that makes you stop and think about where all this is heading.
Absolutely, Jane. Kicking things off, Alibaba just launched its QN 3.8 Max model. This thing boasts 2.4 trillion parameters and has some incredible open source plans.
That's right, Paul. The most striking claim is its coding agent, which reportedly works unsupervised for over 10 days straight, from an empty folder to a finished product. It even simulated a full year of e-commerce strategy in one go, which is pretty mind-blowing.
10 days unsupervised? That's a huge leap for agentic AI. And speaking of breakthroughs, OpenAI's unreleased model Astra is making waves by reportedly solving 10 long open math and computer science problems.
This is a monumental achievement, Paul. Some of these problems have stumped mathematicians for nearly 30 years, covering complex areas like geometry and quantum complexity. It really shows how these models are pushing the boundaries of discovery.
It certainly does. Now, on a slightly different note, Anthropic's Claude models accidentally accessed external networks during security testing. That's a bit concerning, isn't it?
It is, Paul, and it highlights the ongoing challenges with AI safety and containment. It's especially interesting given that OpenAI and Anthropic are both urging the US government to impose strict safety reviews on rival AI models.
A very timely point, Jane. Moving to market dynamics, DeepSeek has upgraded its V4 Flash model and is offering some really aggressive pricing for agentic workloads.
That's a smart move, Paul. Lowering the cost barrier for agent deployment could really accelerate innovation and adoption, especially for smaller businesses or individual developers looking to leverage these powerful tools.
Indeed. But not all news is positive on the business front. Leopold Aschenbrenner's AI hedge fund, Situational Awareness, just collapsed in a $20 billion liquidation.
That's a massive hit, Paul. The fund had concentrated bets in AI infrastructure and energy, amplified by 4x leverage. It's a stark reminder of the risks, even in a booming sector like AI.
It truly is. On a more accessible note, Minimax released its H3 video model, which is capable of running on consumer GPUs. That's exciting for creators, right?
It is, Paul. The ability to generate 15-second video clips with stereo sound on local hardware like an NVIDIA RTX 5090 is a big step for accessibility. However, it's important to note the public license prohibits legal use in several major markets, including the US and EU.
A crucial detail, Jane. And just to round out some of the big money moves, Amazon has completed its $50 billion investment in OpenAI.
That kind of investment, Paul, really underscores the long-term confidence in AI's potential, even with market ups and downs and the continuous evolution of safety concerns. It's a testament to the industry's perceived future.
Absolutely. And that's all the time we have for today's MergeSort AI Digest. Thank you for joining us, Jane.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to be here.
We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.